9:27. Yad karosi yad ashnasi.
Yad karosi yad ashnasi.
Yad yuhosi dadasi dat.
Yad yuhosi.
Tat tapasyasi kanteya.
Yad tapasyasi kanteya.
Tat kushwa maparpanam.
Yad kushwa maparpanam.
Yad karosi yad ashnasi.
Yad karosi yad ashnasi.
Yad yuhosi dadasi yat.
Yad yuhosi dadasi yat.
Yad tapasyasi kanteya.
Yad tapasyasi kanteya.
Yad kurusha madarpanam.
Yad kurusha madarpanam.
Yad karosi yad ashnasi.
Yad karosi yad ashnasi.
Yad yuhosi dadasi yat.
Yad yuhosi dadasi yat.
Yad tapasyasi kanteya.
Yad tapasyasi kanteya.
Tad kurusha madarpanam.
Tad kurusha madarpanam.
Report. Thus, it is the duty of everyone to mold his life in such a way that he will not forget Krishna in any circumstance. Everyone has to work to maintain for maintenance of his body and soul together. And Krishna recommends, hearing that one should work for him, everyone has to eat something to live. Therefore, he should accept the remnants of foodstuffs offered to Krishna. Any civilized man has to perform some religious, ritualistic ceremonies. Therefore, Krishna recommends, do it for me. And this is called archana. Everyone has a tendency to give something in charity. Krishna says, give it to me. And this means that all surplus money accumulated should be utilized in furthering the Krishna consciousness movement. Nowadays, people are very much inclined to the meditational process, which is not practical in this age. But if anyone practices meditating on Krishna 24 hours a day by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra round his beads, he is surely the greatest meditator and the greatest yogi, as substantiated by the 6th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
This is an encouraging word from Krishna. Very encouraging word. And Prabhupada continued it from there by saying, because Krishna has mentioned here everything we do. So Prabhupada said, thus it is a duty of everyone to mold his life in such a way that he will not forget Krishna in any circumstance. Because we are doing something. We are doing something. Everyone is doing something. Everyone will do something. And we should do something because the nature of the soul is that we are active. The soul by nature is always active. We must do something. The things which we do will bring two results. Everything, auspicious and inauspicious. But here, Lokeshan said, whatever we do, if you do that for me, then there is no auspicious and inauspicious. So there is security in serving Lokeshan. There is security. So everyone is doing something. But if we do that for Krishna, we are secure. We are free from inauspicious or auspicious results. We are protected. So there is protection here. And Krishna is given to us. That is Yad Karoshi. Then Ashnasi. We are eating something. Everyone eats something. Even yogis are eating air. after denying something, everything. A yogi has given everything, but the yogi must eat something.
Yeah.
In his practice, yoga, who eat air. Even that, the question says, so you are doing that as a yoga. For a yogi, it is both ways. A yogi here is doing sacrifice. He's already sacrificing so many things. And in addition to that sacrifice, he's also giving something out. He's giving. One can do sacrifice for expecting some result. A yogi is giving something without expecting any result. If he has connection with Krishna, there's no result. So, it is a protection for everyone. In fact, the location is telling us to be fully protected. If we do everything for Krishna, we are fully protected. That's why Prabhupada said, we should mold our life in such a way that we remain Krishna conscious. If we do everything in connection with Krishna. And it is a very powerful statement. What is that? We have to plan our lives. We should plan our lives. This is planning. We should plan our life in such a way that we have connection with Krishna. Our life should be planned. No emptiness. We have to work the whole day. We have to eat the whole day. But we should plan it in such a way that it is connected with Krishna. Let everything be connected with Krishna. It's not difficult to do that. One can do it grossly. One can also do it consciously. Consciously means it's not gross, it's the mind. In the mind, we can do that. We can do everything. In the mind, we can work for Krishna by at least desiring that we want to offer something to Krishna. That desiring has powerful effect. Everything is coming from the mind. So even if one is desiring connecting with Krishna, the result of my activities should be for Krishna's, should be Krishna for Krishna concept. This is Krishna consciousness. And as a yogi is giving, he giving away the same gratification as a charity. Not everyone is going to be a yogi. At least. For a particular time. In some other time, we may gradually come to the platform of doing that, but not everybody is going to do it at the same time. We will do it at different times according to our karma. So, while a yogi is doing it fully by sacrificing sense gratification, those who are not on that level yet can do it in the same way. You can give something gross. Gross gift, something physical. That's to be done. And it can also be done in a mental way. In a mental way, we can do it also in the mind. We can also do it verbally. Verbally, we can do that. The Krishna consciousness is so powerful that no one can say that I'm disqualified from being Krishna. No one can say that. Nobody can say that. Everyone has opportunity to serve Krishna. Everyone. Even supporting someone who is doing Krishna consciousness, they are doing it. It's a sacrifice, it's a charity. Because a teamwork is always available. Teamwork. Not everybody has to do it directly. We have to do something to us indirectly. So, as nasi, whatever we, as eatables. Krishna said, you offer something to me. Something. Yeah. Offer that to Krishna. And Krishna will be happy. Yeah. Dadasi. To give charity. Yeah. Give charity. It's one of the in processes of purification to give charity. This purification, one of the things that purifies the living entities to give charity. So scripture recommend, or Bhagavad Gita recommend, charity, penance, austerity should not be given up. Krishna said they are so powerful that even sages are purified by doing this. Therefore, it should not be given up. Either we do it directly through other means, or we do it directly to Krishna, through Krishna consciousness, or through devotees of Krishna. It should be done. It should be done. Everybody should have the principle that I must do something. I must do something which will make someone remember Krishna. Someone should remember Krishna by my activities, that is by speech or by our actions, by our presence. It should be so Krishna conscious that us. And austerity, tapasya, austerity is very, very compulsory. It's compulsory for everyone to do. So Krishna said, do everything for me. Do everything. So powerful. There's one lecture of Prabhupada. Prabhupada was speaking. Everything should be done for Krishna. Krishna's pleasure. Some connection with Krishna. And that becomes a source of our liberation. That we get purified by acting in such a way that Krishna comes in. Any civilized man has to perform some religious ritualistic ceremony. Some. Therefore, Krishna requires, do it for me. And this is called archana, worship of Krishna. By this, we will remain connected with Krishna. In any way, we will be connected with Krishna. And our life becomes successful if we do this. Because Krishna will be very pleased with us. Someone is trying somehow to be a devotee, to do something that won't remember Krishna at all for anything. Very auspicious. In any way we remember Krishna, I'll do something for Krishna. See, it has connection with Krishna. It will purify us and gradually bring us to the higher stage of pure Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Question? Comments? Yes?
Second kind of thing, Bhagavad, Prabhupada used to say, okay, some person gave charity, unqualified person, they get back in same amount.
They get?
In same amount. If he gives to Brahmana, he gets in 10 times. If he gives sannyasi, then gets 1,000 times. But he gives to pure soul, he gets back unlimited times.
Yes.
Even in BC, in ISKCON, there are many Brahmana, sannyasi. How should we prepare to whom should I give to charity?
It is not difficult. It's not difficult. We just mentioned that you can do it mentally, you can do it grossly. Any way you want to do it, you can do it. And whomever you invite to your house, you do. Right? Whomever you invite to your house, so you give it. Or you give it to the temple. If you give it to the temple, that's the best way. You probably give an example of a stomach. And a watering the root of a tree. Watering the root of a tree or stomach in a temple. If you go to the temple, it will expand. People you cannot reach, it will reach there. Stemo can print more books and distribute. By a charity. So you have distributed, you have contributed a lot of people's spiritual life through Krishna consciousness. You don't know how many people will buy the book you have sponsored. Somebody become a pure devotee from buying the book you have sponsored. What will happen to your own life? Give to your credit. Whomever you will liberate, it will add to your credit. Right? So you can do it that way. Or you establish a charity foundation. You can be feeding thousands of people every day. Food for life, can do. Right? There's so many devotees, so invite devotees to your house and feed them. Oh, sponsor. Then you see, he's following Japata Goswami Maharaj. Every year he's sponsoring prasadam for the whole devotee. Many times. Why is he doing that? He's doing it, he's a sannyasi. What is he doing? So we should do. Go to my house and sponsor prasadam for the whole. Right? You get maximum result. Thousands of people will be eating your prasad. Alright? Yes, something else.
I'm also happy to hear that nobody is disqualified.
Yes.
They have their own, but they have no qualifications.
Good. That is their humility. That is the humility of the acharyas. But you don't, when they speak like that, you don't see them, they call idol. Oh, I'm not qualified to do anything, so I won't do anything. You don't see them do that. They are fully engaged in activities. So you see, Prahlad Maharaj is praying to Lord Nrisimhadeva. I don't have any qualification to approach you for anything, for service. I have no qualification. And I don't know how many lifetimes it will take me to get qualified to do. But I know that by a costless mercy, you can engage me in any service. And by engaging me in that service to make me qualify for your mercy. So he's still engaged in service. He didn't say, okay, I'm not qualified, so keep your service. For those who are qualified, give it to them. So pure devotees, they're teaching the standard. By expressing what is their own inner nature. Their full Krishna consciousness comes out in that way of pure, genuine humility. A pretender will say like that, I will not do anything. I'm not qualified to do anything. That is the difference. The pure devotee, they will say like that. They're very, very humble. Nature is very humble. But they are fully engaged in service to Krishna. Therefore, they always pray, Lord Krishna, your costless mercy is my shelter. And then in 11th canto, Krishna is teaching. His teaching was through Uddhava. My dear Lord Krishna, please protect me who is trying to be your devotee. I'm trying to be your devotee. He didn't say I'm a devotee. I'm trying to be. So give me shelter. Give me protection. Although I'm not a devotee, but I'm trying to be a devotee. So I'm also qualified to get your mercy. Your shelter. I pure devotees. Yes. No one can say that I'm so condemned I cannot do anything. I cannot do things as a result. No one can say that. Krishna has given everybody. This is what this verse is. This verse is qualifying us for us. This verse is not for devotee. It's not for devotee. This is an encouragement. Even though I'm not qualified. Yes, you can still do something. It's an encouragement. He said, you find in Sutta Goswami, he did the same thing. You know, Sharanya said this. Right? Something else? Question? What is your question? Waiting for you. What is your question?
I don't know actually. Only when she is coming to feel like doing these things and all. I don't know.
Why have, do you wait for your heart to come before you eat?
No.
Huh? You wait.
No,
When she travel now, you not eat until she come. You do like that? No? So why you have to wait until she come before? before we come to the house? Huh? As we eat every day, let's practice every day. This is what Krishna is. We eat every day. So then, practice every day. Right? Let us practice every day. You shouldn't wait for her to come before you.
She is reading sometimes the Gita.
I read every day.
She read every day.
Now you should read every day.
You should read.
At least one slok. At least one slok. You are reading every day, right? No, you read other books every day.
Yeah.
Reading one slok of Gita every day also. Part of the things I'm going to do every day is one slok a day. Right? Okay, thank you. Do that. Krishna said, do it for me. Read one slok for me. Yes, we are reading other books for Krishna because I'm going to understand how to read Bhagavad Gita. Right? So that's it for Krishna. We're going to use it to serve Krishna. It's for Krishna. We make it better if you read one verse a day.
Once I started reading Bhagavad Gita, the thing is that I don't understand.
The best way to understand, as a reading, what you don't understand, you write it and ask. Just write it down. Then you can ask. So you ask, I read this, I don't understand. Okay? So Krishna will explain for you.
Going to encourage.
Yes, yes.
Otherwise, reading is not going to help
you. Yes. So, ask questions for the things you don't understand. Bhagavad Gita is not easy to understand. It's spoken by Krishna, the Supreme Lord. To a pure devotee, not conditions, but to a pure devotee. Arjuna understand the 30 minutes, you understood everything. He is a pure devotee.
You need the teacher.
So we are not on Arjun's level. So we ask so many questions. Even Arjun asks many questions. So we have to ask. Krishna, what you say, I don't understand. What do you mean? So Krishna will explain. That is the process. So he asks the same way. Then you can understand. Then it becomes sweet. Yes. Because you're making progress in it. All right? Thank you. Then you read together. Yes, read together. It becomes strong, more powerful. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Bhagavad Gita ki jai.
Shri Srimad Bhakti Dhir Damodar Swami Vani Archives. For more such content, visit bddswami.com.